Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week we're taking a closer look at the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter. A must-read for anyone passionate about Python in hardware applications. Whether you're an enthusiast getting started with Raspberry Pi, or a seasoned professional pushing the boundaries of embedded development, this newsletter has something for you. Every week, the editorial team compiles critical news and updates, ad-free and spam-free, so you can focus on what matters, advancing your skills, and staying current in tech. The backbone of the newsletter is its comprehensive coverage on CircuitPython, MicroPython, and broader innovations shaping the Python hardware landscape. Expect detailed summaries on software upgrades, community happenings, standout projects, and the latest breaking hardware news from Australia and around the globe. But let's get into the heart of this week's issue, our featured article, which explores how AI is transforming IT support. Building a stateful IT service desk agent with LangGraph on Amazon EKS. As organizations struggle to meet the growing demand for reliable, 24/7 support, automation and AI-powered tools are increasingly stepping into the spotlight. The article offers a blueprint for deploying autonomous, stateful service desk agents using the open-source LangGraph framework, built to handle common requests and escalate tougher tickets with ease. Imagine an environment where employees get instant help for straightforward queries, like VPN setup or account resets, right from their company's IT portal. The LangGraph-powered L1 agent lives within an Amazon Elastic Kubernetes Service, or EKS, cluster, leveraging fast API to serve HTTP requests and open telemetry for robust monitoring and observability. To make scaling a breeze, the agent takes advantage of Carpenter, allowing it to allocate cloud resources dynamically based on demand. Strong integration with Amazon DynamoDB enables the system to keep track of individual conversations, ensuring consistent and context-aware answers throughout the support journey. Whenever queries exceed the bot's confidence threshold, they're seamlessly passed to human engineers, no frustrating dead ends, just smooth escalation. A key part of the solution is workflow orchestration. The fast API application coordinates knowledge base lookups, AI model responses, think natural language processing, and AWS integrations without missing a beat. Comprehensive logging and confidence-based routing keep every interaction traceable and securely documented, supporting future improvements. The newsletter lays out practical step-by-step instructions for containerizing the solution, deploying onto EKS, and configuring everything from IAM roles to DynamoDB tables and VPC networking. For practitioners and teams seeking to build resilient, scalable IT support infrastructure, it's a goldmine of actionable advice. Next, let's pivot to some standout industry news that's making waves across the tech world, starting with containers and edge computing. Podman 6.0 just landed, introducing multiple network advancements. And here's the big one. You can now assign multiple static IPs to containers, plus enjoy beefed-up security and greater Docker compatibility, making DevOps and deployment workflows far smoother for Aussie and global users alike. The flip side, though, is breaking changes in how Podman handles its config files, so be sure to review your setups before upgrading. Meanwhile, over in the single-board computing space, the latest Raspberry Pi OS release jumps to Linux 6.18 LTS, which brings solid performance improvements, especially on the Pi 5, where benchmarks show major gains in resource management and processing speed. Whether you're running classroom coding labs, DIY robotics, or industrial controls, this upgrade makes the Pi more capable than ever. On the business front, Micron has inked 16 strategic customer agreements which guarantee memory supplies and lock in some of the highest prices we've seen for DRAM and flash. These long-term deals, stretching to 2030, account for about 40% of Micron's revenue and will fuel new fabs, proof that supply chains are still adapting to ongoing chip shortages. Jumping to the world of web engines, Servo 0.3 just released, a modern Rust-based browser core aiming to shake up embedded browsing, and it's got expanded scripting and CSS features to challenge the Chromium embedded framework. If you're building next-gen kiosks, digital signage, or industrial HMIs, it's worth keeping an eye on Servo as a secure, nimble alternative. Now, let's zoom out and talk regulation. The European Union's new Cyber Resilience Act will enforce baseline cybersecurity rules for all digital products sold in the EU. Things like mandatory vulnerability reporting and a software bill of materials will be required by 2027. Penalties for non-compliance are stiff, so it's a wake-up call for global manufacturers, Aussie exporters, and anyone building software destined for Europe. The Act raises the bar, and also encourages transparency, which could ultimately help end users everywhere make better buying decisions about connected devices. But not all regulatory trends are so constructive. The newsletter investigates rising censorship efforts, especially moves by anti-abortion officials attempting to limit educational content by sending out cease and desist letters to public health campaigns. South Dakota and other states are eyeing new laws that could criminalize the sharing of life-saving information and throttle free speech, a move that's sparking major debate right through tech circles. The overlap between technology and policy is front and center again, highlighting why advocacy and open discussion remain crucial. Switching gears, let's look at security and data privacy. With hard lessons from a high-profile passport data breach impacting nearly 1 million people globally, the incident is yet another reminder that robust privacy-first approaches are needed in every organization. Whether you're holding customer details, medical records, or sensitive business strategy, the stakes are higher than ever. That's where MariaDB's new privacy-first stack comes in, combining open-source tools like Nextcloud for collaboration, Passbolt for secure password management, and MariaDB server for encrypted storage. It's a powerful toolkit for protecting your organization's data from leaks, cyber attacks, or compliance slip-ups. This approach brings together the flexibility of open source with enterprise-grade security, making privacy accessible for startups and established companies alike. Now, for the scientifically minded, the newsletter covers a recent physics breakthrough relating to the behavior of black holes, an area that still captures the imagination of techies and researchers worldwide. Aligning with Einstein's predictions, scientists have confirmed that rotating black holes cause a frame-dragging effect, literally twisting the very fabric of space-time as they spin. This new empirical evidence strengthens our understanding of extreme gravity and could pave the way for investigating quantum phenomena right at the event horizon. These findings don't just push the boundaries of astronomy, but may have knock-on effects for quantum computing and cryptographic systems. All of this reinforces that breakthroughs in physics often ripple out to transform practical technologies, reminding us that today's theory is tomorrow's innovation. So what's the big takeaway from this week's roundup? Beyond the advances in Python for microcontrollers and hardware, it's clear that our industry is rapidly evolving on all fronts. From AI-powered IT service desks to new global tech regulations and major privacy tools, there's no shortage of opportunities for learning and growth. For developers, engineers, and tech leaders alike, staying plugged into newsletters like Python for microcontrollers is essential to navigate both the technical and societal shifts underway. The community-driven nature of these updates means you're not just consuming information. You're joining a network of innovators propelling open, secure, and ethical tech forward. At the end of the day, whether you're excited about the latest kernel upgrade for Raspberry Pi, keen to experiment with the Servo browser engine, or passionate about advocating for open information in the face of censorship, there's a role for everyone in shaping the future. Before we wrap up, here are a few practical insights for the week. If you're upgrading Podman or Raspberry Pi OS, always test configurations in a development environment first to catch any hiccups. If you handle sensitive user information, take a close look at solutions like the MariaDB Privacy First stack for end-to-end protection. And if you're thinking about deploying an AI-driven IT help desk, walk through the LangGraph article step by step. It's tailored to demystify container orchestration, cloud-native ops, and building reliable, scalable bots for today's digital workplaces. Community contributions and ongoing skill building are at the heart of what makes the Python hardware ecosystem flourish, so don't hesitate to share your own projects or findings with the newsletter team or your peers on social media. That's it from me for this episode, folks. Packed as always with actionable updates and a dose of inspiration from the open source world. Thanks for listening.